confusion.
First, because I really want to just thank the Lord for this church. You know, we were sent. We had some amazing words 2 weeks ago, and I think we leaned into them during our time in Zambia. It's just amazing. When we got there, it was very obvious that this church is held in high esteem out there. There's a history there that we just walked into, and it was just amazing. I fell in love with the women out there. They're just beautiful women in dire situations. Frank was in trepidation going out in case the women wouldn't want him at the conference. And they welcomed him and called him Papa. So it's really sweet. The revelation to me was seeing Roz. And she walked into a new season, I tell you. This woman has amazing authority and anointing on her, and we need to recognize it and encourage her to be here fully who God's made her into. Yeah, just from glory to glory. Roz shared so vulnerably from her heart, and those women came for ministry, for the healing of their hearts and minds. And it was just so humbling. It's just heartbreaking, really. So, Roz, I want to thank you. She covered us. She was amazing to us. And bless you, Roz.
Yeah, I was quite... Do you know, I had a word 20 years ago from Dennis DeGrasse, and he said... Oh, this you're going to be teaching women, and this is the season you're going to be coming into. And I said, no, it isn't. I'm not having that. He got that one wrong. And 20 years later, I'm out in front of 450 women teaching them. And I'm like, okay, God. Yeah, and it was really, really good. It was very humbling to do it. When I told my testimony, and it's one of desperation and persistence, really. A lot of interesting history from Russia and stuff like that, which I don't know if they understood or not. But it was just kind of really just a pleasure, not a pleasure, but just so good to be able to teach them and tell them that if you're, you know, the love of God is so deep and so high and so wide. And so, yeah, I did that, and it was good. And loads of women came out. I think I started about 10:30 in the morning, and we finished ministering at 1:15. It was quite something. And one lady came up, and she said afterwards, and she said, the persistence in your story was so good. She said, but I'm blind. She said, and if God can do all that for you, he can do it for me. And can you pray for me? And I was like, kind of, I don't know. Yeah, I'll do it, but I'm not... And so we prayed for her, didn't we? And she was totally blind. Oh, she couldn't see hand in front of the face up there. And I kind of prayed, and I thought, well, maybe God will do it. And she said, oh, she said, I can see you sat there. And she said, I can see that man stood there. And she'd got some vision back, not totally, but she got some vision back, and it's a start, isn't it? So we had loads and loads of praying to do around broken hearts and bad things happening at home and things like that. And catching up with our friends was really good. And seeing hope was really good. And I made Johnny take us into Chingola because I said, oh, I want to see Greg and Juliet and Greg and Bernadette and people like that. So we did that. Yeah, we had a good time.
Yeah, you know the story about Daniel in the lion's den? Well, it wasn't like that. No, it was amazing. It was amazing. And I certainly fell in love with the people there. In the entire time we were there, I saw only one face on a Zambian that wasn't happy. And she was a policewoman. They are such lovely people, and we did have a wonderful time. Learned a few things about translation as well. Because, you know, we spoke and it was translated to follow. And I've learnt that the Zambian for ungodly beliefs is beliefs which are not in accordance with the nature and character and word of God. Now, I use the word ungodly belief quite a few times in my talk. And the translation took a lot longer than my talk. Now, we had a lot of really lovely, lovely times with people. And it really was a privilege to minister to the ladies. And, well, perhaps I shouldn't... Oh, sorry. Hand back to my wife.
Oh, it's just that before we went on that Sunday, we had three words about dancing. One was Neil, I think the other was Jane, and Becky. Becky said to me, Jer, if you have the opportunity, just do it. Don't, even if you feel awkward, just do it. Well, one morning, I mean, it's amazing how they dance. They grabbed Roz up the front and to join in, and then they grabbed us. It was just amazing. I mean, we tried. We get the beat, but our feet don't join in, do you know what I mean? And the hips certainly don't go, but we had a good time.